Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim along with you for the next 5 minutes to share, well, some good stuff. And don't forget, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Whether it's ranching, breeding, markets, anything agriculture, even rodeo, if you had that in one source, where would it be? Well, Tri-State Livestock News, obviously. They offer all of that and a whole lot more each Saturday out of Bellevue, South Dakota. So they're right in the heart of agriculture land. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It is what ranchers read. Kim, what are you going to share with us today?
I've got a poem by Mike Dunn. It's called Mother's Kitchen Table. I'd like to be at Mom's kitchen table again. In the surroundings as when I was a kid, life seemed easy, worries were few, and Mom found good in all we did. We'd gather round the table each morning and again at the end of the day. Mom would make sure we'd washed and cleaned before bowing our heads to pray. The table was long and a bit narrow, but it fit all us kids just fine, along with Dad, Mom, and the hired hand, and a border from time to time. Made from planks of 4-inch pine, scraps from when the barn was built, a leg on each corner, another in the middle, sturdier, strong, and stout. Benches split from cottonwood run along each side, once rough, now worn smooth, but polished over time. At the head of the table, Dad's chair was set, Mom's at the other end. But when Dad missed a meal, she'd fix him a plate, then take the bench seat next to him. A center for family gatherings, the good book might be read at night, where life's discussions were commonplace by the glow of the coal oil light. Figuring out which field to plant, which calves to send for sale, horses to work, cows to cull, which fields to cut and bale. At the tables where quilts were sewn, peas were peeled, peaches canned, where wild berries and cactus apples were preserved, jellied, and jammed. It's when Uncle Ben in agony was laid, when figuring rustlers he got shot, where the doctor labored into the night to dig the bullet out. A workbench for minding saddles, or studies when the day was done. There's a hole where Dad shot it, he claimed while loading his gun. It's where the preacher sat to visit, where sister was to be wed, and when the family was called to gather to get the news, Grandpa was dead. Family decisions, plans laid out, where meat was prepared for the smoker, laundry was folded, gifts were wrapped, an occasional game of matchstick poker. It supports Dad's arms, holding his head when the spring crop didn't come through. Late frost, hot winds, or a blight of bugs, there was little anyone could do. Where a proud man confessed the shortcomings of his life to the one woman with the willing ear, his darling, my mother, his wife. Where Sunday meals of wild turkey or beef were served as a festive feast, and music around the table was made to the tapping of tired feet. Now there's quite remembrances and stories told with laughter and tears. That old table's been part of it all, spanning the decades of years. At Mom's table, great lessons were learned, more than at school, work, or church. Lessons of life, respect, and caring, the lessons of a family's worth. Again, Mike Dunn, and it's called Mom's Kitchen Table.
Kim, I thought maybe I would share there are some summer classes coming up this summer for men at the Adult Learning Center. Maybe your community college will be offering some of these. But a reminder that registration is going to be closing, so check this out. Class one is how to fill up the ice cube tray, step by step with a slide presentation. It meets for 4 weeks, Monday and Wednesday, for 2 hours, beginning at 7 p.m. each night. Class number two is the toilet paper roll. Does it change itself? Roundtable discussion meets for 2 weeks, Saturday, 12 o'clock noon for 2 hours. And you can sign up for any of these that you might be interested in. Next class is fundamental differences between the laundry hamper and the floor. Pictures and explanatory graphics. That is going to be Saturdays, 2 p.m. for 3 weeks. The other class will be dinner dishes. Can they levitate and fly into the kitchen sink? Examples on video. Meets for 4 weeks, Tuesday and Thursday, 2 hours, begins at 7 p.m. each day. Loss of identity, losing the remote to your significant other. Helpline support and support groups will be available. Meets for 4 weeks, Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m. And another one of those, learning how to find things. Start with looking in the right places and not turning the house upside down while screaming. This will be an open forum Monday at 8 p.m. That's a 2-hour class as well. Now, if you're interested in any of those, contact your Adult Learning Center or The Good Stuff.